Reminders, baptism reminders. And I should have some scripture for this, and that would be easy to do. I would say that in the book of Matthew, the very last passage in Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells them to go out into all the world, preach the gospel, and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptize them in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we have the letter B at the beginning of the word baptism, and we might think of the New Testament Greek word. The actual Greek word for baptism is baptizo, baptizo, and it meant at first simply to dunk or dip something into the water. For example, if you were at a lake shore or a freshwater stream wanting to do some laundry, you would definitely want to dunk or dip that garment several times and even rub the especially soiled parts on a nearby rock. Now, if you have been sprinkled, baptism as an infant by sprinkling or as a little child in another Christian tradition, if you would like to come forward at some point in membership into this congregation, we would normally accept that as your baptism. If that is owned by you and by your family, we would count that. As long as you feel that you have repented and set your faith in Christ, we would receive you. Baptizo, the original Greek word for baptism, means to dunk or to dip or to immerse something, someone into water. Then we have the letter A as the second letter in baptism. We could think of the word abound. I like that word, abound. Means that something is plentiful, overflowing, brimming over with good things. And there are so many of these very positive things connected to baptism. For example, being baptized means that we believe in God through Christ. God through Jesus Christ is brimming over in our lives with forgiveness, amazing grace, inward cleansing, everlasting life, and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Spirit cannot be outdone. The Godhead cannot be matched in terms of love, mercy, goodness, and forgiveness. The Lord is always abounding in those priceless qualities, the very truths and graces that we need in order to be saved right here, right now, and forever. Thinking of baptism today, I tell you what, I give two special people an A+. Today, really four, Denny Miller, Steve Shoemaker, Vicki Miller, and Charlie Miller, who have done a fantastic job with the children, helping them today, and getting the baptism ready. This is the first set of baptisms that we have done since our new baptistry has been installed and since our new baptistry has been perfected. And to me, that is another just sheer joy. We have a new baptism. We're using it. We see the words baptizo and abound in letter number 3 is P. We'll call that partnership. Partnership. Baptism in the Christian faith must involve the partnership of others. And we think of family and loved ones, extended family, good friends, neighbors, fellow Christians, pastors, and church members. To live a life of Christian faith, we need to reach out to others, and we do well to ask for help. Even more, we reach out and say, "I can help. Please let me help." A ship cannot sail by itself. It requires a crew. A baseball team cannot only consist of the pitcher and catcher. It needs all 9 players out there and working together. And even today with our baptisms, we depend on parents, grandparents, precious people who know how to operate our updated, reconstituted baptistry. Also good friends, as we mentioned, like Vicki and Charlie, who are helping today behind the scenes. The church means working together, helping one another, doing our part, led by the Heavenly Father to help make good things happen. And if you're a Christian who has not made or helped make good things happen as of late, give yourself a little pulse check. What can you do? How can you be involved? How can you help? Baptizo, abound. partnership. And then we come to the letter T, and that stands for truth. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus tells them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. It's John chapter 14, verse 6. And how refreshing, how desperately needed today is truth. A large section of our American government is now mired down in the various interpretations of truth. Yet as we keep our eyes on Christ, we see that he brings us to truth itself in what he says and what he does, in who he is. What a comfort and what a joy to know that our four baptizees, I think I just made that word up, our four baptizees today are in vital contact with the truth, who is God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we have the I in the word baptism, reminding us of inward change. Inward change is plural. That can take place through baptism. The scripture says that we are born anew, that we have forgiveness of sins, plus the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, along with eternal everlasting life, and certain God-given talents, gifts, skills, and abilities that we are intended to use to help and bless others and to help and bless and upbuild the Lord's church wherever it may be and however it needs to be strengthened. And like many in God's vast creations, Christians usually grow from the inside out, from the inner being outward. Jesus, through his Spirit, works within, inside our souls, our thoughts, our hopes, our dreams, and ideas. And then we have the letter S, baptism. Let's say that it stands for stewardship. Stewardship. All Christians always ought to be growing in stewardship, the word being a good caretaker of all the opportunities, resources, and talents that God gives you, that God gives us. A steward wants to utilize time, intelligence, and resources to advance and strengthen the cause of Christ Jesus and helping more souls enter into his kingdom of grace, truth, forgiveness, and love. And baptism's final letter is M, of course. And we'll use the phrase, made new. Made new. When a believer arises out of the water, he or she is a new creature, reborn in their inmost being. And you might say, well, Pastor, doesn't that change happen when the person comes forward and makes their good confession of faith in Christ, as our kids have done prior to this day? Well, I would say that that is the first side of a two-sided coin, coming forward and saying to others, with the help of our leaders, saying before others, I believe in Jesus Christ. He's God's Son. He's Lord and Savior of my life. And then, hopefully soon to that event, we'll have a service of baptism. And these precious young people today have been sealed and set for heaven today in this baptism. They are heaven bound. They have been filled with the Holy Spirit. Their gifts and talents and abilities will be brought out now as time proceeds. Anderson, Ben, Lucy, and Mary Charlotte have sealed their faith, and nothing can undo what they have done here today. They are marked for heaven, vessels of the Spirit, embraced by their Lord and Savior, and by and as his very own people. I could say at this point in my life and at this point in my ministry, a day of baptism is in a real way a day of miracles. And we love to take part in that and say thanks be to God. Would you respond, thanks be to God, in Jesus' name, amen.